We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Dallas County, the jury now has the first case over the murder of 13-year-old Siobhan Randall of Lancaster. KRLD's LP Phillips is covering the closing arguments.
Chris, 24-year-old Desmond Jones of Pleasant Grove, is facing a charge of engaging in organized criminal activity, a custom indictment that includes both the elements of aggravated kidnapping and murder. In FBI interviews, Jones admitted he was the lookout for a gang of drug dealers who were upset their high-grade marijuana had been stolen. Prosecutor Jennifer Falk says the innocent girl was kidnapped and murdered because she was a cousin of a man that committed the robbery. She says Jones is guilty.
This is a different type of event. This is a different type of puzzle. And you hold the final different type of puzzle piece. It is on each of you to end this today.
The jury just went out. If convicted, the case moves to a sentencing hearing.
That's LP Phillips. Check in with KRLD for updates throughout the afternoon. The man charged with killing two sisters on the Texas A&M Commerce campus now has a legal team. This week, the court appointed attorneys specializing in death penalty cases to represent Jacques Smith. He's charged with capital murder in the deaths of Deja and Ebony Matz earlier this month. He's also charged with capital murder in a separate case out of Denton. Smith was appointed counsel through the West Texas Regional Public Defender for Capital Cases program. Hunt County has been part of that program for the past 8 years. The cost to the county is on a sliding scale. Smith's next hearing is scheduled for March 26th. The stock market has been tanking this week because investors are worried about coronavirus. But KRLD's Alan Skaya talked to an economist who believes the Texas economy will power through any problems that are coming.
The price of oil has been dropping, but economist Ray Perryman says the Texas economy has become more diverse.
Obviously, Texas does well when the price of oil is higher, but Texas is growing in a lot of different directions.
He says the state's economy may still slow down, though, because coronavirus could slow down supply lines for manufacturers in Texas.
I mean, it absolutely has the potential to be one of those outside forces that can derail things. It has that potential, but we certainly haven't seen enough evidence yet to know how that's going to play out.
Perryman says economic growth may continue at 2% instead of 4%. But he's seen nothing obvious to show a recession is coming soon. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The price of oil is tumbling again today, and an expert says gasoline prices are about to head in the same direction. At Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan says retailers have been selling off the inventory they bought at recent higher prices.
And only now has their price started to go down. So as they sell through their gasoline, you will see prices at the pump take a dive. Motorists should not be in any hurry to fill their tanks full.
DeHaan says gas prices should begin to fall dramatically as we get into early next week. Meanwhile, the price of West Texas Intermediate crude was again down more than 6% today, trading near $44 a barrel. DeHaan says that trend is likely to continue amid ongoing uncertainty over the coronavirus. Early voting continues today in Texas, but it is the last day, and the turnout has been great. In Collin County, Elections Administrator Bruce Sherbet says as many as 80% of Collin County voters will cast ballots early.
Republican primaries turning out a little bit higher than last time. Democratic primary is turning out probably at least 30-40% higher than last time.
And he says that's one of the highest early voter turnouts in the state. Sherbet says if you're going to vote today, don't get there too late because there could be lines with people still hoping to cast ballots before Tuesday's primary. Most early voting locations are open until 7 o'clock this evening. Two puppies are getting lots of love today after they were dumped near a freeway. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Several drivers tell police they saw a woman dump the two puppies on the side of the road near the intersection of Center and Barden in Arlington. Then they say she took off.
I see the two puppies. They're really scared. They were hiding under one of the citizens' cars.
Lieutenant Chris Cook says he got to the scene about a minute after the puppies were dumped.
We first tried to coax the puppies out with some Sun Chips. And I guess because the chips are too healthy, they did not like the Sun Chips.
But eventually, the officers were able to get the pups to animal services. Cook says the story has a happy ending with lots of people offering to adopt the puppies. As for the woman who dumped them, Cook says if she's found, she could face criminal charges. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And one of the world's top bands will be back in familiar territory this weekend. The Eagles are back at the American Airlines Center in Dallas for shows tomorrow and Sunday. The legendary group has played the AAC 10 times over the past two decades. Each of the shows on the current Hotel California tour features a complete performance of that best-selling album by the Eagles. In addition to the concerts this weekend, the Eagles will play a third show in Dallas on March 17th.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.